The Federal Reserve says inflation will be somewhat higher than expected this year, but the central bank still believes it will cool off next year. So the Fed is leaving interest rates where they are, near zero, at least for the time being. A growing number of Fed policymakers now see a path to raising interest rates, but not until 2022. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now. Hey there, Scott.
Good afternoon, Audie.
So, of course, the Fed is the main regulatory body keeping an eye on inflation in the U.S. Prices are rising faster than a lot of Fed officials had expected. How do they understand it?
Well, the Fed acknowledged that it has underestimated inflationary pressure for much of this year. The Fed's preferred yardstick for price hikes measured inflation at 4.2% during the summer. And the latest forecast out this afternoon shows Fed officials think inflation will still be running about that level by the end of this year. That's higher than they were forecasting in June and a lot higher than they were forecasting in March. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says a lot of that upward pressure on prices is the result of supply bottlenecks tied to the pandemic.
These bottleneck effects have been larger and longer lasting than anticipated. While these supply effects are prominent for now, they will abate. And as they do, inflation is expected to drop back toward our longer-run goal.
By next year, Fed officials expect to see inflation settling down to around 2.2%.
At the same time, the Fed has also lowered its forecast for economic growth. What was the reason they gave for that?
In a word, Delta. The rise in coronavirus cases tied to the Delta variant has both depressed demand for eating out and traveling and in-person entertainment, and it's also made people more cautious about going back to work. As a result, the Fed dialed back its GDP forecast from 7% for this year to 5.9%. That is still pretty strong, though, strong enough for the central bank to think about reducing its extraordinary support for the economy later this year. And as you mentioned, half the members of the rate-setting committee now think they might be ready to actually raise interest rates as early as next year.
What's the market response, so to speak?
I think this was pretty much what the market expected. The Dow actually closed up today more than 330 points after a big sell-off earlier in the week. That sell-off was tied to worries about a default by that big Chinese property developer Evergrande. Investors are also a little jittery as Congress continues to play a game of chicken with the debt ceiling, and Chairman Powell warned it would do serious damage to the economy if lawmakers don't authorize additional borrowing in a timely fashion so the government can keep paying its bills.
You know, no one should assume that the Fed or anyone else can protect the markets or the economy in the event of a failure to make sure that we do pay those. That's when they're due.
Briefly, Scott, Powell's term as Fed chairman is actually up in February. Was he actually asked about that at all?
He was asked. You know, President Biden is in the midst of deciding whether to reappoint Powell, who is a Republican, who was promoted to the job by former President Donald Trump. Powell generally gets high marks for his management during the pandemic and would almost surely win easy confirmation if Biden does offer him a second term. But some progressive Democrats would like to see somebody else in the job. Powell was asked if he even wants to be reappointed, and here's his politically practiced answer.
I think the phrase goes, I have nothing for you on that today.
The Fed chairman says for now, he's just focused on doing his job.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.